Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. German police and anti-capitalist demonstrators clashed Thursday in Hamburg during a march protesting the upcoming Group of 20 summit. Thousands of people are taking part in protests against the summit, which will be held Friday and Saturday. As President Trump met with German Chancellor Angela Merkel Thursday afternoon, thousands of protesters gathered in the historic Hamburg Fish Market and confronted police, some of them tossing bottles. Police responded with water cannons and batons. Officials had been bracing for potential violence and confiscated a large number of homemade weapons, including flamethrowers and clubs. After a successful visit Thursday to Poland, Mr. Trump faces a difficult scenario at the G20 that includes meetings with leaders of China, Germany, and Russia.
After the rousing welcome he got in Poland, U.S. President Donald Trump arrived in less friendly territory in Hamburg to face tough issues of trade, climate, and his first face-to-face meeting with Russian leader Vladimir Putin on the sidelines of the G20. On the agenda with Putin, Syria, Ukraine, and possibly allegations of Russian meddling in U.S. politics. Protesters have been camping out, waiting for the U.S. leader. They clashed with police on Thursday as Mr. Trump met with German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Hours before Mr. Trump's arrival here, Germany's foreign minister voiced concerns that Trump's complaints about a bloated German trade surplus could lead to a trade war with the U.S. Hamburg also gives Trump a chance to voice his concerns on the explosive issues of North Korea and Chinese steel dumping with China's President Xi Jinping. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Hamburg.
In Poland, President Trump said Russia may have meddled in last year's presidential election, but he said others also might have interfered. This is VOA.